Blog Talk Radio.
Terrific Thursday. Cup of Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for joining this morning, if not for the entire broadcast, just for a few minutes. Okay, I appreciate you and your support also. So, and happy FNO to the cities that are celebrating Fashion Night Out today. We're definitely going to be talking about Fashion Night Out events. I will be exposing and promoting invites that I have received from places like Dallas, of course, and New York, and other news information that I've received regarding Fashion Night Out events, because I know many of my listeners and online friends either are visiting or live in these areas. So definitely would like to spread the word Oh, regarding those events, I haven't heard of any fashion events here in the Metro Jackson area. I'm sure there are. They should be. I hate to think not. But definitely been getting invites and news regarding the Dallas celebrations in New York and L.A. And I think I have a little bit regarding Miami, but it's a special day in the fashion industry and retail industry for retailers and consumers. And also it's the last day of the DNC. And a nice event last night for President Clinton. Did an awesome job. And so we're going to talk more about DNC because tonight's the night where the head chief speaks. And also, big shout-out to the Dallas Cowboys for their awesome win. You know, right before the game began, I posted on Facebook, you know, how a good and well-structured team the Dallas Cowboys are. But so this is the last night was the night for Tony Romo to really show us what he could do as a franchise quarterback in the way he's always built, and he lived up to that. So congratulations to one of my favorite owners, Jerry Jones, coach, an entire team, an entire Cowboys Nation. And big shout out to the Saints also. You know, you all know how to say that. The Saints are like, hey, you know, say anything about us. There's a lot of Saints news and a lot of NFL news for you also. But that's for tomorrow because that's when we talk Sports Friday edition, because the Shock Entertainment Reports is there's a caller also. Press one if you would like to speak. And I have my hot tea and my lemon. My voice is trying to go in and out. And I'm so excited for Saturday night, so don't miss the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, because the World High Fashion Orlando-based group will be guests on Saturday night. So what's up, Dylan and the guys? Here's High Fashion.
Money and ladies, Seawolf High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf High Fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. Caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests is extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swagalicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, Seawolf High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf High Fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Wrapped in punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn the queen, perfection in the flesh. Seaworld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in Seaworld, see Bitter and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun winning, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for foe play, 40 count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, Seawolf High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf High Fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf High Fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag, you witness the birth of the planetary fashion.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
You start to disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the wind, the change comes blowing.
I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be there by your side when life's too hard to take. Should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
I'm gonna hold you. Darkness, you can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the wind, the sand comes blowing through, with love that's true, I'm gonna hold you.
Darkness, you can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here.
Country rocker. Hello to those in the chat room and also online listening. If you would like to make a comment, please signify by pressing 1. Also, thank you for calling in and thank you for joining in the chat also. Because, you know, I might click on and say hi to you anyway, even if you don't press 1. But I know how it is. Sometimes I listen to other shows via phone and I really don't have a comment. I'm just listening. And sometimes I'm caught off guard. But, you know, if you would like to make a comment, please press 1. And you're on air talking. I'm looking. Also tonight will be the VMAs, which will be broadcast at 7 Central Standard Time tonight. And it's airing a little earlier, right, so it would not conflict with the president's speech, correct? A lot of big performers are performing. Hopefully I can catch it online because I'm in the midst of changing cable providers. We are in, so I'm not able to get MTV on my television, so hopefully I can watch it online. But it seems like it's going to be an amazing show with Rihanna opening up. So that sounds really, really, really good. So, wow. That's what I'm talking about. It's kind of weird because I'm sitting here. I'm organized, but there, you know how sometimes you want to jump and talk about something else before something else. But I know one thing, I haven't wished anybody happy birthday, so today is your birthday. Happy, happy birthday. If you're celebrating an anniversary or going through something that's not so hot, you know, let's just, you know, pray. Keep God first and believe. That you're going to pull through and better days are still ahead. That's what motivates me. I'm not saying something that I just don't believe in.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Well, Prince, you know we're going to talk about Prince this morning, and you know he begins his residency in Chicago, Welcome to Chicago shows on September the 24th. What I'm getting is that's the first of date in Chicago. Then Detroit, they keep your ears and eyes open because there will be announcements of Detroit dates also. And, you know, he's covering his Midwest, and definitely the South is on his schedule this fall and winter. So, woo-hoo. But I'm checking out a story that I've seen at blackamerica.web. Via the 360experiment.com. And it is written by Asa Lovechild. And her story goes as this. Prince does a tour for an important cause. Beautiful picture. One of my favorite pictures of Prince. The purple one. Prince is set to take on Chicago with his Welcome to Chicago residency at the United Center. Prince is set to be in concert starting September the 24th, and tickets went on sale on Tuesday, September the 6th. The concert is in collaboration with Rebuild the Dream in their continuous efforts to engage with artists and provide new solutions for broken economies and communities in the United States. Co-founder and president of Rebuild, Van Jones, says our economic system is broken. Rebuild the Dream exists to unite art and organize into a potent force to support the dreams of our communities. There are a few artists who have Prince's unwavering commitment to a vision of a sustainable, fair economic future. We couldn't be more excited about partnering with a legend like Prince. In regards to Prince's Welcome to the New York stop, Rolling Stone said he had the crowd panting as soon as he hit the stage. It was unbelievable great. Do you go to the Prince show for predictable consistency? No. You go for moments of divinely inspired madness. And last night, he delivered as many of those as a fan could expect. This would be Prince's first return to Chicago since 2004, when he was there with his Musicology tour. Future dates have not been confirmed for Chicago. There are more tour dates to be announced, including an anticipated stop in Detroit. If past reviews have been any indication, Chicago stands for a spectacular show. And the writer's name is Asa Lovechild, and she's an accomplished actress and singer in New York. And you can tweet her at Asa Lovechild. Plus, her Facebook page is Asa Entertainment Group. So that's the Prince news that I have this morning. And one of my favorite projects is advertised within this article, too, Fibervan. Just looking forward. As much information as I can, I will provide, and in the near future, going to have a show focused on Prince and Prince music, and all my Purple friends are invited to call in, from musicians, Minneapolis sound musicians and artists, to those of you that collect Prince memorabilia and everything, from cover bands and cover bands. You should send me some of your cover tunes to play, because there are some amazing cover bands and Prince impersonators out there. Just amazing talent. I mean, just you guys know who you are. Just amazing, because you have pretty good followings yourself, also. So wow, one of my favorite is Julian. Julian is amazing. Artist. He's very original, but then he's so much influenced by Prince, and it's just amazing the work that he does, and there's others out there also. So I'll be contacting you all also, too. But here is Prince live in Australia.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Do not compute, yeah. Do not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Little Red Corvette is probably, if I had a favorite, you'd probably be a little red Corvette. And but I love all of his songs on my yeah, Little Red Corvette probably is my favorite. I know that's kind of weird, huh? And then I love Still Waiting. The romantic love of Do Me Baby. But Prince used to perform a lot of politically, socially charged songs. Not that he doesn't still, especially socially, but in the when he was Rude Boy, and in the early 80s, Controversy, Dirty Mind, 1999, even Purple Rain and Around the World in a Day, Around the World in a Day definitely had social political tones, it's pop life. So I have favorite songs for different reasons, but the number one favorite, if I had a number one favorite, it probably would be Little Red Corvette. But back to happy birthdays. Happy birthday to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is turning 50 years old. Joanne Worley, comedian, Roanne and Martin's lab band, she is 75. Roger Waters, rock singer, musician, Pink Floyd, oh my God, 69. Susie Kurtz, actress, Pushing Daisies, sisters, 68. Jane Curtin, actress, Saturday Night Live, Third Rock from the Sun, 65. That woman is so funny. Carly Fiorina, former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, 58. Jeff Foxworthy, actor, comedian, 54. Elizabeth R. Vargas, she's cool. Broadcast journalist, she's 50 today. Macy Gray is 45. She's a year older than me. Foxy Brown, one of my favorite female rappers. She's 34. Actress Rosie Perez is 48 years old, young, I must say. I seen her on Good Afternoon America last week, and she looked awesomely beautiful. Really, really, she did. Today in history, in 1901, President William B. McKinley was shot and mortally wounded by an anarchist, Leon Schlosser, at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York. McKinley died 8 days later. Gosh was executed the following month. 1916, the first self-service grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, we love Piggly Wiggly, was opened in Memphis, Tennessee by Clarence Saunders. I love this here to see that American businesses, American stories. That's something that we're going to do in the near future, also profile American companies and businesses, like people getting a Pizza Hut, getting a Fashion Fair, you know, just the beginning of different American companies. It's good. It's really weird. I won't say weird. It's educationally, and it's just inspiring, and it is weird sometimes when you hear the backstories to how some of our most loved and American companies began. So humbly, so simply, and maybe with just a few bucks and belief that, hey, we're going to make this happen. And the Colonel Saunders story in itself is amazing. I mean, he got about 50 no's before getting a yes even to collaborate and try his recipe out. Whoa, apparently I did not extend the show for an hour or 2 hours, so we only have about 15 more minutes of live broadcasting, I believe, because the recording that tells me that when the time is up, it just told me we have 90 more seconds of live. Hopefully we can broadcast for another 30 minutes. I apparently did not schedule it for 90 minutes, because we're back to AM broadcast, but from 5:30 to 7. And, you know, we can go from, to 2 hours. And sometimes Blog Talk Radio allows me to go 3 hours. But the upgrade is cool, and you all seem to like it, so that's why we stuck with it. Thank you to the guests in the chat room. And again, today in history, 1996, Eddie Murray of the Baltimore Orioles hit his 500th career home run during a game against the Detroit Tigers. And 1997, written for farewell to Princess Diana with a funeral service at Westminster Abbey. And 2004, former President Bill Clinton underwent successful heart bypass surgery. In 2005, the California legislature became the first legislative body in the nation to approve same-sex marriages. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger later vetoed the bill. So that is courtesy of Associated Press, Dallas News. Here's another PSA by American Heart Association.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready, his heart wasn't ready, his brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year. But there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
my friend Morris Mills. Oh, man, here's an interesting article that I just received, literally, honestly, from about.com, Arthur Barbara Farfan. And it is in regards to a story that broke regarding obesity and weight discrimination in the retail workplace. And it's about Hooters, which is a fave of a lot of friends, a lot of men and women and kids and all. Hooters weight discrimination lawsuit raises new questions about diversity, harassment, hiring, and employment laws. And Barbara Farfan writes, "It's easy to understand why issues about weight and obesity discrimination are being raised more frequently these days. According to the American Obesity Association, 127 million adults in the U.S. are overweight. 60 million are clinically obese, and 9 million are severely obese. As with any clearly defined group, it is inevitable that some overweight and obese people will identify themselves as victims of discrimination solely because they are a member of the group. It also is inevitable that others will advocate on behalf of the overweight and obese people to ensure that discrimination against them is officially defined as unacceptable." I have been, well, you know, I need to lose 50 pounds. I need to lose 50 pounds. But most of my life, I always talk about being, you know, very thin. And, you know, it's on the thin end of the spectrum also. So, and then it's on this end. I can't imagine what really obese people go through. But, you know, being someone who needs to lose 50 pounds, I guess I can see what they're talking about. But then also, this is to be honest, even thin people go through that also. You know, thin people go through it also. I need to look up some lawsuits regarding that also. But to continue on with this article, this weight and obesity discrimination scenario surfaced this week in the U.S. retail industry when a former Hooters restaurant waitress in Michigan filed a lawsuit alleging that she was the victim of weight discrimination when she told by her boss to get lighter or get lost. After receiving a free gym membership and a probation form to sign, the employee decided that the only thing she wanted to lose was her job, and the only thing she wanted to find was a lawyer. Hiring and employment practices in the Hooters organization are always complicated, but in this case, the questions that are being raised about weight, obesity, diversity, harassment, hiring, and employment laws are not unique to the Hooters chain, which gains much of its unique selling proposition from scantily clad and physically attractive women. Beyond this Hooters case, weight and obesity are being contentious issues in many ways for retail organizations. And then the article goes in to talk about a case in April 2010 also dealing with Lane Bryant. And, you know, Lane Bryant clothes are for the women's size, for the full figure females. And so taking a minute for that to open up, but I just want to share that because Hooters' story broke this week, and that's some news that, you know, to keep our eyes and ears open to. But part of the same article is a story about a Lane Bryant situation. But we'll talk about that. But I wonder, when I seen this, just to see this email, and then when I seen the story, I was like, okay, let me share this story with the listeners also. So thank you for tuning in. Here's one of my friends in Paris, France, Terry G, okay? And I met Terry G via Promote Yourself Worldwide Facebook group, amazing Facebook group. But we've been networking. You can check out Terry G also at SoundCloud.com and also on Facebook at Terry G. And Terry G is based in Paris, France. Thank you.
I realize all the love you bring to my life. After time, I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my faith. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heart broken when you don't listen.
Track is just something really catchy to it. So it's good to work out to this morning, wherever you are, or to rock and roll to at a house party or at a club or anywhere. That is, if you like dance house music or dance music, then you know what I'm talking about. That is an awesome, awesome mix right there. Terry G. We'll be playing more Terry G. Also, but check Terry G out at SoundCloud.com, and Terry G is based in Paris, and I think recently made a new video, so we should be seeing that real soon. So big shout out, I commend you for an awesome track, Terry G, and thank you for networking with me, and thank you for listening to the show. I told Terry G I was going to add a few tracks to the playlist, and so yes, it's on the playlist finally. Hey, my friend Morgan Gianni would like to invite you out to a public event in celebration of Fashion Night Out tonight in Big D. 40% off every frame in store tonight in celebration of Fashion Night Out at Fashion Optical Dallas, the Art of Eyewear, located at 3430 Oak Lawn at Lemon on the corner, Dallas, Texas, 75219 is the zip, and this is the invite. You are cordially invited to join us at Fashion Optical Dallas for Fashion Night Out on this Thursday, September 6th, beginning at 7. We'll be celebrating the fashion industry with champagne fountains, shopping, finger foods, music, a fabulous show, and many of Dallas' very own fashion celebrities, including Morgan Gianni, designer of M. Gianni Collection, featured on Extra with Mario Lopez this month, DeAndre Simmons, People's Magazine's number 43 Most Beautiful, and Holly Haber, contributor writer for Women's Wear Daily. We'll be having a huge sale, 40% off of every frame in the store, along with giving away one pair of designer sunglasses every hour on the hour, starting at 7 p.m. Oh, my God, if I was in Dallas, that would probably be, like, my first event to attend. And ending near 11 p.m., must be present at time of drawing, so if you want to win, I don't know, you might want to say the whole thing. Please come show your support for both the fabulous fashion industry and Fashion Optical. Make our night by being our guest of honor on Fashion's Night Out Dallas, sponsored by Vogue. And if you visit the event Facebook page, Morgan Gianni, go ahead and click the like so they will know that you are RSVPing, and because it's going to be a standing room only event. So that's Morgan Gianni, right there on the corner of Oaklawn and Lemon, 3430 at Fashion Optical Dallas, the Art of Eyewear, their celebration in regards to the Fashion Night Out. And also, you know, celebrations. If I received invites here in Jackson, I definitely would be sharing information regarding Fashion Night Out celebrations. I've not seen anything. I haven't seen anything in the media, in print, or on television, or on the internet, or have I received any invites to any Fashion Night Out events. So some of you might say, well, she's not saying anything about Jackson because I haven't heard anything. That's why. But I've received all types of invites to Dallas and news regarding New York events and other cities. Also, I think some invites from Miami. But Fashion Night Out at the Galleria is going to be an awesome night. And the Galleria is located at 13350 Dallas Parkway in Dallas, Texas, at 75240. And their invite goes as this: with the longest runway in North America, spanning 1/4 mile long, two runway shows produced by runway diva Jan Stribble, shopper lounges, skinny girl cocktails, Bethany Frankel, celebrity DJ Brandon Old Spinning, photo stand to capture the fun, and the official Galleria Dallas after party at Townhouse Kitchen and Bar. This would be Dallas' most fabulous celebration of fashion. And they have, like, a list of events that would be happening at Galleria Dallas also. Also, there are events going on at North Park Center and also Highland Village. You know, there's Highland Village here. I just knew Highland Village might be doing something here in Jackson. But Highland Village in Dallas have, like, fun events scheduled also. My time probably will be running out soon. The runway shows, like I said, Fashion Diva Jane Stribble shows the most fabulous looks for fall on the longest runway in North America, spanning 1/4 mile long and running the length of the shopping center. One runway shows at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. And then there's the Fashion Group International of Dallas, the FGI Shopper Lounge, the official sponsor of Fashion Night Out Dallas, as they celebrate Fashion Night Out at Galleria Dallas in the North Shopper Lounge, located near Kenneth Cole. Enjoy a skinny girl cocktail, celebrity DJ Brandon Old, spinning and fashions on the runway, cutting through the lounge. Lounge opens to the public at 7. And there's a list of things. Sephora beauty stops. Come early and let Sephora make you paparazzi ready. Enjoy complimentary mini makeovers and see the hottest new colors for fall. Located on level 1, surrounding center court. Smart Water Shopper Lounge, Lauren Prisville of Fox 4, Good Day, and Cattle Barons Ball Committee invite you to celebrate Fashion's Night Out at Galleria Dallas in Smart Water Shopper Lounge, located near Sephora. Enjoy cocktails, DJ, and fashions on the runway. Come to the lounge. There's the photo stand. Capture the fun with the photo stand, located on level 1 near Kenneth Cole. There's the after party. Join the Diva, Dallas Diva, local lifestyle and food blogger, and she hosts the official Galleria Dallas after party at Townhouse Kitchen and Bar, featuring signature cocktails benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, and happy hours all night after party from 9 to p.m. Then there's in-store events at Ann Taylor, Apricot Lane, Valkendorf Jewelers, Bag and Baggage, Brahmin, Brookstone. Ooh, Cachet. I love Cachet. 25% off your entire full price purchase. I love this store. Carlo Pasolini, Dooney and Burke. I know a lot of Dooney and Burke fans. Echo, Gap, Guess. Oh, Guess. That's my store. Shout out to my friend Paul Marciano. And love you. There's Guess, and then there's Guess by Marciano. And there's H&M. There's J. Crew. There's Juicy Couture. Karen Millen. Kenneth Cole. Oh, and the list goes on and on. Mac Cosmetics, Nine West, Nordstrom's, Saks Fifth Avenue. Of course, the Forest and Crow, Steve Madden, Thomas Pink, Tommy Bahama, Tony and Guy, Townhouse Kitchen. I mean, the list goes on and on of the events that you can participate in at Galleria, and also Northport Center have a host of events going on also. So, again, I thank you for tuning in to a terrific Thursday. It's not over yet, but I just want to let you all know that the show might be shorter than it usually has been because apparently I did not schedule it for the 90-minute, two-hour length. So it might be ending soon instead of 7, and it might not be. But... here is Dread Days. Dave. Yay. Love Dre Dave. Here's a song, and it's from a young artist. He's a Verb Nation friend of mine and a fan, and he is literally a teenager. And this is his song, School. And he has a YouTube channel also with videos galore that he and his friends produced. And he is a military kid in a two-parent home and just very multi-talented. And so he sent me a message, and he became my fan friend on Reverb Nation. And I'm just going to share his song with you all, David J. And this is his song, School.
Joe DeMille Fleur de Lis Award.
Tickets are $750 per table of 10 or $75 per person. Proceeds benefit the nonprofit St. Paul of Fame Museum, located at Gate B on the plaza level of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. The 13th annual All Saints Night Gala is set for Saturday, September the 22nd, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Rivertown Exhibition Hall, 415 Wills Boulevard in Kenner. Catered by 20 restaurants, the event will have beer, wine, and soft drinks as well. New Orleans Saints alumni from around the country will be in attendance, along with members of the New Orleans Saints organization. All proceeds benefit the nonprofit Saints Hall of Fame Museum, located at Gate B on the plaza level of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. For more information, call 504-471-2192 and or email Ken Trahan at K-T-R-A-H-A-N at sportsnola.com. That's K-T-R-A-H-A-N at sportsnola, S-P-O-R-T-S-N-O-L-A.com. And also, you visit SaintsNFL.com also and check out the Saints section. You can also get information there and get your tickets there also. And I'm looking at a Saints auction. A new Saints items are up for auction, including a Drew Brees game-issued throwback jersey. And, again, the New Orleans Saints facility is located at 5800 Airline Drive, Metairie, Louisiana, 7003. So that's an email that I literally just received. And also right behind the Saints, guess who? The Dallas Cowboys. SportsDayDFW.com. I'm getting ready to go ahead and post this on my Facebook page from the SportsDayDallasFortWorth.com. All and everything Dallas Cowboys news, but we're talking sports on tomorrow. Here's Okie Ricky, Daydreamer, also based in Georgia. Yeah. Brown with For the Foundry. Check them out of Reverb Nation and also like their fan page at Facebook with For the Foundry. What's up? In the Foundry, so you can check them out at Verb Nation and also like their Facebook page. They will be uploading and posting new music. Also, for information regarding Fashion Night Out events across the world, across this country, check out fashionnightout.com and also fnolive.com. That's where you can really see the event listings regarding what's going on across America and around the world in regards to Fashion Night Out. And this is what it reads on the website. Fashion Night Out turns 4. Join editors, stars, models, fashionistas, and designers on September the 6th today as they flood stores and cities across the country and around the world for fashion's most iconic extravaganza. Last year's bash featured events in 18 countries and more than 4,500 events here in the States. the special limited edition product, celebrity appearances, and unforgettable performances. FNO 2012 is promising to be even bigger and better than before. So check it out. So it's an amazing website. You can check out. There's also an area for retailers and designers to log in, and you can tweet Fashion Night Out and follow their tweets at FNO on Twitter, like FNO on Facebook, and also check out FNO Worldwide and FNOLive.com. I'm looking at an advertisement with Taylor Swift, and so I guess we can see a live stream from FNOLive.com this evening. What I'm checking out is like 5 Eastern time this evening. So I guess they will be giving us a little peep in to different events that will be happening. So let's see. I'm going to see what I know. Wow, New York is really going to have a Fashion Night Out on blast. And I'm looking at like those that are celebrating Fashion Night Out in the respective cities. There's I'm looking at in New York City, for instance, plan your evening. And they're like, mark your calendar and start planning now. And you just your map of where to go and what to do in celebration with Fashion Night Out. So that seems pretty awesome. So my friends who are in New York and those are visiting, you have a blast. And those in Dallas, you have a blast also, and other cities also around the world that are celebrating Fashion Night Out. And if you have an event here in Jackson, let me know if I can spread the word also. And maybe attend it if I can. But we would know by now, unless it was a private event, super private. But, you know, that's what's so beautiful about Fashion Night Out. They're public events where consumers and customers can mingle with designers and retailers and those who do business with their favorite retailers. So Fashion Night Out is just awesome. Awesome event, and it's going on the 4th year. Wow. I'm looking at a story regarding the Cowboys win last night. It says, giddy up, Cowboys. The Cowboys still show in the NFL opener, 1st and 10. So Cowboys fans around the world are happy in the city of Dallas, most definitely, and most definitely Tony Romo, I'm sure, and his entire team. So let's see what I see for the DNC. And because we're not live streaming anymore, I was going to say call in. But since we're not live streaming, phone line's not open for you to call in. But it's almost time to conclude the show, and you'll hear my voice maybe one more time before the end. Thank you, VTR. Allow me to continue on. I didn't schedule my show for 30 minutes, but I'm going on to the regular time limit, so that's good. So thank you.
Sexy mother. interested in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after it to say I can.
Get up.
Important because of the party's different approaches on the economy. We must build the economy from the middle out, not the top down. Pelosi said, vote for the American dream, vote Barack Obama. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer played up the refrain that Obama would take the country forward. Do we keep going forward, he asked, do we join the Romney-Ryan retreat? Christina Sarah Lagul, popular talk show host on Spanish television, Language TV, spoke about the American dream and how Hispanic Americans can play an important role in the upcoming election. We Latinos have a powerful voice, she said, but only if we use it. In one of the most passionate speeches of the night, President of the United Auto Workers, Vivian Bond King, pointed to Obama's role in helping America auto industry recover from the recession. Because of President Obama's moral courage and leadership, King said the American auto industry is roaring again, leading American economic recovery. King was followed by three employees of companies that were taken over by Mitt Romney's Bain Capital, giving a personal face to Democrats' critique of Romney's business experience. In the lead up to the night's headlines, Maryland Representative Chris Van Hollen took a jab at the oft-repeated slogan at the Republican National Convention last week. If Paul Ryan was being honest, he would have pointed to the debt clock and said, we beat that. Built that, he said. Sandra Flute, women's activist who was thrust into the spotlight when her congressional testimony on women's health led conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh to call her a slut, turned the focus to Obama's record with women's issues. I'm here because I spoke out, Flute said, and this November, each of us must speak out. Elizabeth Warren, Senate candidate for Massachusetts and the architect of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, spoke about fairness and the importance of equal opportunity in the U.S. If we have a chance to fight on a level playing field, she said, then no one can stop us. In a last-minute shift, the president ditched plans to deliver his acceptance speech before a throng of 74,000 at an outdoor stadium on the convention's final night, citing iffy weather for Thursday. With a chance of thunderstorms on the horizon, Obama will accept his party's nomination indoors before 50,000 people at the Time Warner Cable Arena. Convention CEO Steve Kerrigan said the speech was moved to ensure the safety and security of our delegates and convention guests, but GOP spokeswoman Kirsten Kukowski cast it as Democrats downgrading the event due to lack of enthusiasm. Following fulfilling the seat, she said it, asked in a statement, Representative Patrick McHenry, a North Carolina Republican, dismissed the risk of speaking during a light September rain and speculated the decision has to do with more attendance and weather. Whatever the reason, the shift ensured there would be no repeat of the extraordinary scene from 08 when Obama accepted the Democratic nomination in a packed to the gills 84,000-seat stadium in Denver, complete with ivory columns on the 50-yard line. Republicans mocked that as the temple of Obama. The move also reduced the likelihood of anti-Obama hecklers, since most of those in the crowd would be official convention participants. Obama planned a national conference call Thursday to those who won't get into the smaller hall. Clinton's convention speech Wednesday would be a high point in checkered relationship between two men who sparred, sometimes sharply. In the 2008 primaries, when the ace president was supporting wife Hillary's campaign for the nomination, Democrats hope that as the last president presides over sustained